And with so much at stake in those governor's races, consultants, ads, and money are flowing into the campaigns. A good deal of help is coming from a couple of fast-growing operations, the Republican and Democratic Governors Associations. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, those groups are also edging their way into the larger political debate.
The Governors Associations typically produce TV ads, such as this one, attacking Republican candidate John Kasich in Ohio.
Ask John Kasich to explain how he got rich on Wall Street.
In this one, laying into Democrat Tom Barrett in Wisconsin.
What makes Tom Barrett the all-time worst? More taxes or less jobs?
But this year, there's a nationalized debate that permeates everything, and the Governors Associations are capitalizing on it. Here's a web video, a spoof of old horror movie trailers by the Democratic Governors Association.
John Boehner.
And Americans are generally scared to death.
Newt Gingrich.
You don't need a health Gestapo in the United States.
TV fearmonger.
It doesn't actually mention anyone running for governor. The Republican Governors Association has this web video that resembles a trailer for a modern horror flick.
This will leave us far worse off in the future than we would be if we acted today.
We've killed what made us a great nation.
Yes, we can!
As the images fly by, so do captions, such as Ignore the Will of the American People and End the American Dream. Beyond these ads, there are consultants and shadow organizations in the states, all funded by a gusher of money at the national level. The Republican Governors Association's fundraising is already up 72% from 4 years ago, and they're still shaking the money tree. Executive Director Nick Ayers lays out the bottom line.
The average contribution to a candidate in 2006 was about $700,000. Our average investment in a governor's race this year that we target will be more than $3 million.
The Democratic Governors Group has raised less, about $40 million versus the Republicans' $58 million, but the rate of increase is nearly identical. The DGA's executive director is Nathan Daschle.
Our first quarter of this year was a fundraising record. Our second quarter was a fundraising record. I think that we'll have a good, strong third quarter.
It was just last week that the RGA caught flack for collecting $1 million from News Corporation, which owns Fox News. But Daschle, the Democrat, says that raises questions about Fox News, not about the RGA.
I don't think that there's necessarily anything wrong with those large contributions. The Republican Governors Association, unfortunately, have more than we do. We have some. We're very, very proud of them.
That kind of big money would be illegal in federal campaigns, but the governors are state candidates. Many interested donors give to both sides. Among the biggest double givers compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics, Altria Group, the successor to Philip Morris Tobacco, the drug maker GlaxoSmithKline, and even the Service Employees International Union. The RGA's Ayers says no one needs to worry about these contributions buying influence or access.
No more than any contributions have over the last couple hundred years in American history. I mean, it's the way American politics works.
And Daschle agrees.
The Democratic Governors Association doesn't set policy, so there's no influence that corporations or our individual donors could buy.
Still, access can be a selling point, as in this promotional video for an RGA donor group called the Robert Morris Society.
An exclusive group of leaders who meet and confer with governors at society events throughout the year. The governors value the relationships forged at these gatherings and always look forward to meeting the society members.
At the Center for Responsive Politics, Dave Leventhal says the hobnobbing message isn't lost on donors, especially corporate donors who have issues to raise in state capitals.
They want access to the folks who may or may not have their hand on the tiller of power.
And in this year of nationalized races all up and down the ballot, that access could be more valuable than ever. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.